Last night, the Burlington City Council began discussion of a massive plan to address housing in Vermont's largest city. Issues include figuring out how to house Burlington's homeless population, dealing with the large number of local college students who flood the market, and addressing the aging housing stock and lack of affordable rental properties for families and non-students. Here to tell us what's in the plan and how it was received is 7 Days reporter Alicia Fries. Nice to talk with you again.
Thanks for having me.
So this is a 17-point housing plan.
It's up to 18 now.
Oh my gosh. Okay, 18-point housing plan now. And the city council is going to allow some community input before it votes on the plan officially next month. Let's talk a little bit about some of the highlights. We won't get to all 18 points, but we can talk about them. One of the things that people often complain about is trying to find housing in Burlington because so much is gobbled up by students that are at the local colleges and want to live off campus. So what's in the plan to ease the pressure from the influx of students looking for housing?
Right. So they have the Mayor Weinberger administration has estimated the problem, if you want to call it that. They say there's approximately 3,000 students living in the Burlington downtown and neighborhood areas. So they want to add 1,500 units to try to draw those students out of some of the historic neighborhoods. And they want to do that both on campus and in they're calling it a purpose-built housing downtown. Other people would call it essentially a dorm downtown.
So this would be in collaboration with the colleges?
Yes. Yeah.
And university?
Yeah. That was a source of some controversy last night. You hear a lot of people say that the colleges, this is primarily UVM and Champlain College, that they should be taking more responsibility in really housing all of their students on campus. We did hear objections to the concept of a dorm in the downtown.
All right. So one of the other points, another population that's addressed in this plan is the homeless population. And how does Mayor Weinberger and the city council think about addressing the issue of homeless people who are living in Burlington?
One clear proposal that they identify in the plan is to create a low barrier warming shelter. So this is a place during the cold weather where people who have been drinking or using drugs could come in. They wouldn't be able to use drugs on the premises, but so that's one clear proposal. They're also putting support behind the concept of the housing first model, where you prioritize the most vulnerable homeless people and get them into housing, although it's not clear what the city role would be in that.
All right, so not just low-income or no-income people in Vermont, and not just students. The plan is also designed to accommodate moderate-income families, senior citizens, other people who feel a little bit priced out of the market because of what we talked about earlier, all the students, but also this sort of high price in rent if you're a non-student. So what's in the plan for that?
Yeah, I mean, this is a significant piece of the mayor's approach, and it kind of distinguishes him from previous administrations. And he's saying, we've done a great job of creating a lot of affordable housing for people who qualify for subsidies. He's saying we have not done enough for people who don't qualify, who are still lower income, but not to that extent. So they're talking about spurring development by reducing some of the barriers that developers have identified. So a couple of proposals they have on the table. One would be to eliminate the developers are required to provide a certain amount of parking when they do a project downtown. So one of the proposals is to eliminate that because that's a costly item for them. Another proposal is just to reduce the fees when they're putting in an application for a project. And then another proposal, which is somewhat convoluted, is it would basically amount to a total redo of the city's zoning code. It's called form-based code. And the basic concept is that you are approving projects on the basis of these set requirements relating to their physical features, and you don't have this development review board making decisions about whether something feels too big. So that's another major proposal that's part of this plan.
Well, those things that you just mentioned, the easing parking restrictions, lowering the fees, talking about different multi-use or different purpose building, Are those likely to be contentious? Because I can imagine parts of Burlington where people might say, hang on a minute, we don't even necessarily want more development.
Yeah, I think some of them will be quite contentious. The parking proposal has already come up and met with a lot of resistance. And the form-based code, I think people, and people have told me this, that they don't really understand it well enough to offer specific criticisms. But I think there's a lot of anxiety around it because people don't understand it, and it is a major overhaul.
And you say that in the south end of Burlington, that's one area where residents are a little bit worried about what might be happening in this plan. For people who don't live around Burlington, can you just describe what the south end is like and why people might be concerned?
Sure. So the south end has really blossomed and over the course of the last decade or so. And there are a lot of artist studios and you know, startup businesses, and then you've got some bigger businesses like Dealer.com, and then still some industrial spaces. And so this has been identified, and it's identified in the plan as a place that would be really good for housing. They say there are a lot of parking lots and just unused space. But there is real concern that the people who are currently living and working there will either get priced out, or if you add housing, then it's going to be incompatible with the businesses that are currently there.
What else do you see in the plan, Alicia, that you found interesting or potentially problematic?
I think the one area that we haven't touched on yet that will definitely spur some interesting debate is the inclusionary housing ordinance, which is this ordinance that's been around for about 25 years in Burlington, and it requires developers to set aside a certain number of units in a new project for lower income people. And there is a consensus that that ordinance needs to be looked at again. And there will be calls to roll it back, and I think there will be real resistance to that. Again, that's an issue of developers saying it just makes it too costly for us to build in Burlington.
Bottom line, do you think there will be a solid housing plan that will come out of the city council? Is there any chance that this will just get sort of buried and moved on to the next year or two?
I don't think so. The administration has devoted an immense amount of time to this. And they've also, they brought in city councilors early in the process. So I think they've been building collaboration for a while. And I think the council will get behind a plan. There might be some small changes. But I think where we will see real debate is when those plans actually get hashed out.
So what is the next step for people who either want to weigh in or just want to know what the timeline is?
Well, the council was originally planning to vote on the plan on April 27th. They got some feedback last night, people asking them to slow down. So it's a little bit up in the air when the next, turning point will be.
But there's a community meeting in May, early May, that people can talk at.
Yes, I don't know the details. But yes.
All right, we'll put the details up at vpr.net. We'll get some info on that. Alicia Fries is a staff reporter for 7 Days, and she's been telling us about the work the city of Burlington is doing to improve its housing market. Alicia, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks so much.